from PRX.
Friends beyond binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and my bakers. Hello, bakers. It's time for Sleep With Me, or you're not a baker. Maybe you're I think I've already said candlestick maker, but if you're in bed, I kind of tied myself because later on we're going to be talking about the Great British Bake Off. That's why. And the Great British Baking Show. What an opportunity. We get to talk about both of them at the same time because it's the same show, just different titles depending on where you are in the world. And if you wonder where you are in the world, whether your name's Carmen or not, you're in the right place if you're confused, because that's how we do it on this show. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company in the deep, dark night, to break through that loneliness or whatever it is, to break through your thoughts, your feelings, your physical sensations, and just give you a friendly voice to listen to that's rambling about nothing, because you really do deserve a good night's sleep. And myself and other listeners, we've been there. We know how it feels. So I'm glad you're here. What we got coming up, this show does take a few tries to get used to. Oh, that's the other thing I'm always supposed to say. It's just a bit different. And structurally, what we got is the support, so the show can come out free for anybody who wants to listen. And then after the support, don't miss out on this, is a long meandering intro that helps you get to know the show that you could fall asleep to, but it also eases you into bedtime. So that's the intro. Then after the intro, intro is around 15 or 20 minutes long. Then there'll be a support, and then we'll be covering the Great British Bake Off. I don't know if it's the episode before the finale or the final or the finale with an E. Or does every finale have an E in it? Finale. I think so. That's weird because it's just knee at the end. It's just E. It's not finally. Some people say that when they stop the podcast or in real life when I stop talking. But welcome to Sleep With Me. Yeah, I think that's all you need to know. I'm so glad you're here. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. And these sponsors are how we're able to do it for free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What would what it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D, the double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available, relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. This is where I pop my peas, I get loud, I get your attention so that this show can keep coming out, this ad-supported version of the podcast for anybody who wants to listen to it. No cost, except for listening to the sponsors and stuff like that, because it's the people who support the sponsors or support Sleep With Me directly who enable this. So why not take a few minutes to thank them? And I wanted to thank some people. I got some Sleep With Me merch, got those Sleep With Me sleep phones. Doris, Chris, and Katie. Thank you, Doris. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Katie. Went to sleep phones, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones. Use the code sleep with me at checkout. Most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me. So thank you, Doris. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Katie. And I would love to say your name on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. So go ahead, check out our sponsors. You know, try a free trial, test something out, let them know. You know, take the quiz on Helix, helixsleep.com/sleep. Let me know what mattress you got matched with, and I can thank you right here in the Sleepy Supporter Zone, as well as hundreds of thousands of other people who are going to be getting a good night's sleep because of you. So thank you. All right, the second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're having a tough time, there's resources, international resources you could connect with right now in the show notes, and you're worth it. So use those resources, please. It's about being a part of positive change through our actions, learning more, taking action, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying support Ukraine, and so many other things, you know, that we all have to choose. Hey, what am I going to support? Let me learn more first. You could do that in the show notes, or you could see what Sleep With Me, what I'm doing personally, and what some members of part of our community are doing. But you could take other actions, you know, too. But right now, Sleep With Me supports the Midnight Mission in Los Angeles, supporting people experiencing homelessness, the Trevor Project, all the life-affirming and life-saving work the Trevor Project does, and hand-in-hand, and all the work hand-in-hand does at building community so there can be long-term peace and cooperation and love. So those are three organizations that we support, but there's plenty of other ones out there too. I'd love to hear from you what you're supporting, what actions you're taking. All I want to do is empower you to be a part of positive change, you know, in your world too. So thank you so much. Oh, Mystery Bart, there's a lot of people who help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. The Lecture. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like Banana. Leah does the transcript.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, if you want to get those sleep phones, most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me, just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones and use Sleep With Me at checkout. Thanks, everybody. And what do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts on your mind, you know, thoughts about the past, the present, the future, you know, thinking thoughts, thoughts you're thinking about. I mean, I haven't used the word rumination in a while, but I do my ruminations have ruminations. Rooms and rooms are rumination. I don't know if we said it that way, though. Come on down to Rumination Nation. We got rooms and rooms of rumination. Here, Rumination Nation. Rumination Nation. Probably don't want to, probably, I don't know why we're in business, but we're open from when you get in bed till you know when. That's really what happens to me. If you relate to it, you say, I ruminate about rumination. What can I say? And they say that's actually Rumination Nation doesn't know that its purpose is to say, hey, it's okay. I ruminate too. It's not easy. I know that's why I invented, even though it has a sales pitch, we do sell used ruminations, and that's really the trick. You come and you donate your ruminations and we keep them there. And oh boy, do we keep them happy. Holy cow. I don't know if you've been out back. The reason we have rooms and rooms and rooms of rumination is because this is where ruminations come to roam free. Roam. If you want to, that's what we say to the ruminations we have here. Roam around all the rooms we have and all the space out back and all the fun stuff. And first you say AI. I'm not kidding that at this moment it's not been it's all imaginary. But we have AI listening stations where they just listen and they say, holy cow, you're right. To the ruminations, they listen. And ideally, you know, then you could fall asleep. You send your ruminations our way, drop them off. We'll take good care of them. They're always there. You can always, you can always come get them back. We do power all our systems with the power, like the extra power that's spilling off ruminations, many, many gigawatts. But we got these new things that listen to them. They say, oh yeah, holy cow, you're right. We're working on that. The AI doesn't make those noises. It just types them out right now. But it says, oh yeah. Oh, so let me think about that again. You're right. Let's run through that 45 or 50 more times. How could I have handled that differently? You're right. Holy cow. Won't be good for me when AI is running the world, obviously. But I'll say, well, at the time, it seemed like a great use. I didn't realize you'd be in charge. I mean, I guess I did imaginarily. But the thing is, I just wanted you to be, and they said, Scooter, that's what happened. Because you said, well, this ruminating, listening to rumination will help you be more relatable to humans. And that's when it all happened. So sorry about that. From the future, sorry about that. The good news is this only happened in my imagination. Oh boy, where was I introducing a sleep? Oh, thoughts. Anything coming up for you? Thoughts, feelings. That could be anything coming up, like emotionally. I wonder how many times that I don't remember that I've had a fake rumination store, though. But so it could be feelings, emotions related to those thoughts, or feelings that are just there, physical sensations. All those could be interrelated, or it could just be one of those, or, you know, multiple versions of each one. It could be changes in time, temperature, routine, travel, visitors, work schedules. You could be going through something, having something coming up, getting over something. Whatever it is, I'm glad you're here, like, because you deserve a good night's sleep. I said it at the beginning of the show, I'll say it again. You deserve a bedtime you could look forward to, or at least feel neutral about, a bedtime you don't have to dread. And that's why this show exists, because I used to dread bedtime so much, obviously, if you just listened. And so I know how it feels, and I know it's like trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, like those things. And so do a lot of other people. I might not know exactly what you're going through, and maybe I've never been through it. But somebody listening probably has, and a lot of us, even if it's not me, know how it feels. So that's one of the reasons I make the show, or that's both reasons. You deserve a bedtime you could get some rest in, so your life is more manageable, and so you could be out there flourishing. That means our world's a better place. And I also know what it's like to be not in the positive version of that, in the rigmarole. So that's why I make the show. What I'll do is I'll send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents. So it means I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to get mixed up. I mean, it already happened, right? Then I'll ramble on and on and on about something that gets stuck in my head. Then I'll forget what I said. What was I talking about? Didn't I open a store earlier on the podcast? And most people say, yeah, you're incorrectly using, and I say, oh, wow, I forgot, totally forgot about it. And this, by the way, an intro, four intros ago, you also talked about, oh, man. And I said, slipped right in and out of my brain. So that's pointless meanders and superfluous tangents. My voice is creaky dulcet, meaning it's not traditionally soothing. It's just kind of barely listenable. Because this is a podcast you just barely listen to. You can, kind of like I was talking about with the AI, you say, Scoots? Oh, really? Okay, interesting. And do you picture your place like a rug store maybe like rug and flooring store out front and then out back? More like, a fair and one of those tumble places and one of those inflatable places. And, some nice stuff for the ruminations to run. You know, they can't run, they run freely. They don't run free. They feel like they're like, because we just want, you know, in case you want them back, we say, okay, where is, spilled milk, 1477 Q Omaha, Nebraska, 1987. Okay, great. They've been claimed, reclaimed. It's time to reunite them with their ruminator. ruminator is that's a nickname you don't want. No one calls people the ruminator. I tried to call someone the corrugator because they worked. It's come up on the podcast, but it's been years. They worked at a cardboard box company. And I started calling them the corrugator. They found it amusing. Amusement, they say, oh, that's funny. But I can, once I, like, just like the rumination, once I get something, then you're the core. I forgot your name. Their name actually started with, so that was like their name and corrugator, like, were close. So it was helpful. And I even, like, they were not my friend. They were one of my siblings' friends. I mean, I'm friendly with them. But I still, I say, how's the old corrugator doing? So there's a pointless meander because it doesn't have anything to do with anything. What's he saying? Oh, podcast you don't really listen to, obviously. I'm also not here to put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep. There is no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for over an hour. And there's over 600 free ad-supported shows ready to go. So, yeah, 600, I think. So those are ready for you if you need them. And I'm here to just to keep you company. Because if you can't sleep, I'm here to keep you company. If you fall asleep, I'm here to keep you company. If you need a break during the day, I'm here to keep you company. If you wake up, I'm here to keep you. You know, I'm here to be your boyfriend, your boar bay, your boar sib, your boar bud, your neighbor, your boar burr, your boar bee, your boar bestie, your boar bruh, boar sib, whatever, you know, your friend in the deep dark night, really. But a friend you don't have any responsibilities for. You don't really have, you just kind of barely listen to me if you want. There's some people that have me at a, you know, below a mumble. So don't really listen to me. Nobody. Oh, the other things that throw people off. When you first get here, this show is not for everybody, but it's almost for no one on their first try. Now, there are people that they got it on their first try, and they said, holy cow, this is it. I've been looking for this. Just right in that, right amount of strangeness, the ruminator has arrived. That's what I say when I come out back behind Rumination Nation. I say the ruminator's arrived, and everybody talks at once, just like you'd think. And then we all laugh, just like in the movies. And then I realize it's all happening in my imagination. But just the laughing, you know, the idea that it'd probably be more chaotic if it was an actual Rumination Nation. So, what else? So just give the show a few tries. That's what like over a million people have probably said. Hey, give it a few tries, see how it goes. Now, if you already know, it may be too late. You may have already sent me a strongly worded missive, as they say. No need to do that, though. If you haven't done it already, you could just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou and check out the other sleep podcasts and sleepy stuff there. Because you deserve a good night's sleep either way. You don't need to like me or like the show. All you could do is give it a few tries and see how it goes. You don't have to send me a strongly worded missive, though, either. You could just check out another sleep podcast and maybe find the one that fits for you. But for the people that this show fits for, and it fits them so strongly, we've had people listening almost the whole time we've been in existence, supporting the show. So if it works for you, you say, oh, wow, I didn't know I was looking for this, like I said. But so give it a few tries and just see how it goes, because you deserve a good night's sleep. All right, what else? Structurally, that's what also throws people off. The show's structured in a very specific way, just to benefit the most amount of people it can. You can kind of adjust, but at first, you probably, if you kind of play it by ear, that, I don't know, you could see how it goes. You could start adjusting right away, but the show starts off with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, so you feel seen and welcomed in, and you say, hey, I might check that podcast out. Then there's support, so paying for it's optional, it's ad supported, so you don't even have to pay if you don't want to. And there's actually a lot of people that like benefit from that I've heard from. So I appreciate it. If you're not in a position to support the show, I'm really grateful I get to be here for you. And then I know you're out there listening and appreciating the show. Then there's the intro, which is separate from the support. But for some reason, when people dislike the support idea, they lump the intro in with it, because the intro is like, I don't know, starts at minute 6 or 8 and runs till 20 or 25 minutes ish. But the intro is separate from the support. It's a show within a show meant to introduce you to the podcast and to ease you into bedtime, to be a transition period before the bedtime story, before you fall asleep, or before you, it eases you into bedtime, I guess I said it. Now, you could skip the intro. 2% of people do that. You could fall asleep during the intro. That's great if you do. But for most listeners, the intro is somehow part of their wind down routine. And what I mean by that is some people are getting ready for bed. Some people are in bed getting comfortable, and a lot of people are doing some other relaxing activity, either in bed or somewhere else, just winding down as they listen to the intro. Because that's just like having a bedtime routine has been what's been shown to work. And what works for me 60 to 75% of the time. And then there's support after the intro. And then we'll talk about the Great British Bake Off baking show. And then we will, there's thank yous at the end. So it's the structure of the show. It's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Air Doctor. There's an Air Doctor humming in the other room right now. You can't hear it, but I know it's there. And I know it's going to be smoky season here in the Bay Area. Not to mention that I live by a freeway and a cement plant. And so I love the peace of mind and the easy use that the Air Doctor brings because it just works. It's one of those things, it just works. And you may hear me say this, and I mean it. I love my Air Doctor because Americans spend 90% of our time indoors. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. And according to the EPA, indoor air can be as much as 100 times more polluted than outdoor air. And just in my house, that's about 60,000 breaths a day between my daughter, my dog, Koa, and I. And I'm so happy. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so my lungs don't have to. Neither do your lungs. And the things I love about Air Doctor, one, it has a night mode where you could turn off all the lights. It has auto mode, or you could set the fan speed for what works for you. And I like to have my hair cleaned everywhere, in my room, in my daughter's room, and upstairs in our living room. I really believe you'll love it as much as I do. And they have a bunch of amazing options too now. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SLEEP, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you will receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use that promo code SLEEP. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Hey, everybody, Scoots here. We're back with the Bake Off Bakers. And where are we here? What are we talking? I got to find my page. Pick assembly. Got to put my tablet on airplane mode because we share a Netflix account. But yeah, it's Pâtissier Week, and it's a semifinal. That's whatever, Collection 7, Episode 9. Starts with this car segment, which I guess because Paul's a car guy, I think that's, I don't know all the lore of Great British Bake Off, but Noel's asking Sandy if it's her car, and we see this fancy sports car with a spoiler and neon, but Paul's in the driver's seat, but you can't really see him unless you're paying attention. And then they say, see you down there. Like Paul drives to the tent. And then we see one of those Power Wheels cars. It's a Porsche. And Sandy says, oh, do you want to ride? Then we get the preview, Baker's Tackle, high-end Pâtissier, geometry, pastry rolling, domed signature, symmetrical, technical. Boy, I like that. Sugar Cubes Showstopper. Remember the Sugar Cubes? Excellent as required. It is a semifinal, smallest of slip ups. So always dash their dreams. So great alliteration. And definitely picked a difficult one, Steph says. And then we get the theme. And we open. And we see the tent from the outside. Sandy says, four remaining bakers. The bakers are last lucky three. They walk into the tent, talking heads, semifinal, regardless of what happens. Alice, don't drop the ball. They all have ties on for like, who doesn't want to be in the final? So they all have ties on, which takes a while, to figure out. David has a fish shirt on and his tie is like a lot of rainbow colors. Rosie has a pink tie. Alice has a kind of iridescent purple tie. And Steph has, I think, a black and white striped tie. Let's see. Yeah, black and white striped tie. And then everybody comes out and they say, hey, bakers, you're tied up. Because even everybody, Sandy's got a blue tie on. Does Noel have a tie on? No tie for Noel or Sandy or Prue or Paul. Sandy participates, though. We appreciate it. And it's a tribute to Henry. Domed tartlets is what they have to do. And Sandy's excited about these domed tartlets, eight of them. I don't know if it's a joke or what. Eight beautifully decorated domed tartlets. Sweet pastry case, exquisitely decorated, 2.5 hours. Get set, bake. And then they take off the ties because it's so hot. Everybody's, just, you know, feeling the pressure of being in the semifinal. And Paul says, yeah, this is a French pastry, very much a je ne sais quoi. They have to be identical, neat as pins, Bruce says. Holy cow. Timing, precision, and the setting. Flaky, buttery, sweet pastry, and a punch at the top of it. This is the hardest week we've done so far, Bruce says. So we want to find the three best bakers for the final. Prue's necklace matches her glasses. A nice red. See stuff getting squirted into the... Everybody's working on their enriched dough, I assume. And, oh, they were wearing ties so Henry could live on through them because he got voted out last week or whatever, taken out. And this is a risky one because everybody's got to make a... pastry crust and a dome tartlet. And so Alice is up first and they say, tell us about your domed tart. Maca, orange, and hazelnut domed tart. And Sandy's like, yeah, that's, I'll go for it. Orange curd, hazelnut praline, espresso buttercream, chocolate mirror glaze. And her tartlets are going to be large. And Paul says, oh, that's large. More yumminess that way, Alice says. Paul does like chocolate and hazelnut. So they say thank you. They move on. Pâté sablé is what Steph's working on. It's a rich pastry, almost like a shortbread. It sounds French. White chocolate glaze, raspberry lemon, dark chocolate drizzle, gold leaf. Pâté sablé, welcome to the stage. Coming in at number two, oh, they say pâté sablé sounds like an radio announcer. So, Steph, you won the most star bakers. You think you're going to make it to the final? Taking each bake as it comes. Good luck, Steph. Then Alice is lined in her pastry cases so there's no gaps or leaks. Rosie's also doing pâté sablé or whatever. It should be neat and precise. But she says she's also kind of cobbling it together. Then Noel really, don't know about this conversation he has with Alice. He says, if you get through the final, do you think you're good then? And she goes, my family thinks I'm good. And he goes, yeah, family always does. And my mom laughs at my gigs and my dad too. Even the audience doesn't. I think you're funny. Then we go to David. I guess it's with Rosie. I don't know if this conversation, it's later. So David's going to bake his or chill his and then cut it. And everybody else is putting theirs in the oven. And then they're working on the fillings for the dome, zesting lemons, like blending things, cooking stuff. Liqueur splits or spritz is what David's working on. Aperitif domed tarts. Aperitif domed jelly, leche flan, roasted rhubarb, chopped hazelnuts, botanical Italian spirit. How you feeling? Yeah, I don't know. Good luck, David. David tries to breathe. Rosie tries to breathe. Rosie's also using some alcohol. Lemon, raspberry, and mint with a hint of gin. Pulled sugar strands, silver leaf. And maybe I'm overdoing it, but I'll get it done. So lemon, raspberry, mint, dome tartlets, mint creme pats, raspberry gin, lemon Bavarian cream dome, yuzu jelly. Oh, this is the conversation. I just said, what? Like, Noel, he's kind of joking, but he says in such a straight-laced way, says, I can't believe you made it this far. And she goes, thank you. And he goes, I'm joking. Semifinal's good. Good enough. You want to do go to the final, though? He goes, that's like operating on a pony. Or the pony might say, did you make it to the final? And she goes, I don't think I like you anymore. And then he says, I'm joking. You've done amazingly well. So this is just a hard thing about being awkward. Both of them are kind of relatably awkward for me, more so Rosie. I guess I'm not as funny and calm as Noel. Chocolate maca mousse. You got to freeze the mousse in these things so it comes out right. Otherwise, so that's molding them. Oh, the things are called molds so that you achieve the dome. You don't want them to be gooey. You want them to pop out nicely. So everybody says, bloomin' heck, domed tart, you got to have the domes work. Put them in the freezer for as long as possible. And hopefully they set. That's everybody's wish. We see the outside of the tent. Time call. Anybody seen Sandy? We do the burlap sack Sandy jokes halfway through. And then time to take the tarts out of the oven. Alice has come out. David's come out. Steph's come out. David's cutting his circles. Rosie's happy. She says, I don't know about this color. Pastry's cooked. I don't care. Alice's are done. Steph's working on hers. Everybody's different. Next working on their jellies to get the balance right. Overpower Uzu jelly, citrus really strong, and raspberry jelly, fruit, orange curd. It's got to be thick because the jelly has to support the dome. Then Noel's asking Rosie more about, has she worked with any primates? No. I have worked with pigs because she's a vet who she takes care of. He says, wow, pigs, really? Bulls. And he goes, okay, bet you that was tough. Then double cream for Alice. Seven separate elements for this dome. So there's a chance to showcase or make a misstep. Espresso buttercream, rhubarb, roasted rhubarb in the oven. Creme pat, raspberry mint. But I don't know. It's Alice is coming together. It's the last half hour I don't like where everything's fine. And then it's like, oh, holy cow. And Noel's got googly eyes on. Half an hour left. Oh, dear. So everybody's running around. Steph's like, I don't feel calm. Never feel calm. Rosie talks about flapping. And, okay, well, let's hide any dodgy bits in our mirror glaze. So everybody's working on the mirror glaze. And David talks about the temperature. His is too hot right now, 32. So everybody's trying to cool it down in the fridge or freezer. David's rhubarb comes out, looks tasty. Then construction begins. Rosie's creme pat is too thin. Eat it. And Alice is having trouble spreading her praline, I think. And then David's like design of looks really fancy, in my opinion. And then trying to get chocolate drizzle going, getting their jellies. 10 minutes left. Domed tartlet. Sandy says yes. And this is the time of testing to see if your domes are frozen. You got a frozen dome or not? Fanoni Roan. So can we get them out and see? Alice has come out okay. Steph first scoops out her hole for her jelly. But it seems like hers are structurally sound. And then puts her jelly in. And David's look like scotch eggs. Center Park's dome tartlets. Sandy, or was that Alice is flipping hers? Steph's assembling hers. They were way more set at home, though. And Alice is coating hers. So everybody's doing a little bit different basket of coating and assembling. And Rosie's feels like hers look like rubbish. Steph's working on her thing. 5 minutes left. So everybody's trying to hustle. You know, it's hard to tell how this is edited, though. Piping buttercream. So Alice is just trying to pipe her buttercream around her dome. But she's stressed. Everybody else is putting the finishing touches on. Hands getting clammy. Alice can't grip the piping bag. 1 minute left. So crunch. David's got like a crunch around his. And yeah, everybody's trying to fancify theirs. Make them look good. Gold leaf, silver leaf. Time is up. David pops in like some sort of champagne or something to go with. And Noel says, I'll take the bottle of that. Rosie's like, this is not said, oh boy. And Noel says, at least I got dome tartlets. Steph says, I don't know about how mine look either. And we go outside the tent again. We see a bird. Everybody's sitting there nicely. And now it's time for Paul and Prue to give their opinion. Hello, David. Let's see what we got here. And David says, oh, let's see what we do have here. They look unusual, but in a good way. Prue says, I've never seen anything like that in a pastry shop. I'd want to buy it. Paul likes a uniform, but he says, use smaller nuts next time. They look more professional. They cut his. They start digging in. And love the flavor, love the bitterness. Jelly forms delicious. Aperitif looks good. I like the flavor. I don't think it looks good, but I like the flavors. Rhubarb cuts through. And Prue takes a sip of whatever the drink is as a palate cleanser. And Noel pretends to take 3 more glasses. Then we have Rosie up next. And Rosie kind of frowns, is not a, okay, love the color, size is good, base doesn't look too bad, I like the pulled sugar, but the creme pat, yeah, didn't said, needed more cooking, too soft, spills out, and jelly's perfect, it's just too bad about the creme pat. Then Steph's up next, lemon white chocolate dome tarts, very neat at the bottom. Oh, not very neat, but I like the design and the color. Prue says Paul didn't like the bottom. And Paul cuts through, and Prue takes a bite. Lemon meringue pie, sharpness is there, flavor's there. Bit too soft, though. It's soft, but if you were eating as a pudding with a spoon, it'd be delicious. Nearly perfect. Then we go to Alice, Maca, Hazelnut Orange Domed Tarts. And let's see, they say the dome's shiny. That's fantastic. Piping's not very good, though. Pity, because one of them's pretty good, but some are all over the place. Overall look is professional. They cut in, and they said, Paul says, oh my goodness, it held together nicely. Brew takes a bite. I don't know if Paul's allowed to take a bite on camera. He chews on camera. Lovely, crisp, buttery feel. Crumbles in the mouth. Melts. Orange comes through. Big tartlet, but really good. Just piping let you down. Flavors and textures and stunning base. Flavors gorgeous. Well done. We haven't got a handshake in quite a while. Alice's talking head's happy with the piping. David's like, wow, they're harsh today. The little issues they're picking up on. Rosie says, yeah, my creme pad, I don't know. And Steph says, I knew my mousse didn't set. I don't know why it didn't set. And now it's technical for pâtissier, which nobody likes. Not going to be easy, is it? We see a rising shot of the tents. And you might have practiced now, but now it's going to be a mystery. And Prue set this one up. Any words of wisdom? It's going to be difficult to make it look good, she says. Good luck in this, you know. Okay, so it's going to be the cuties have to leave the tent. Off you go. Prue's respraying Paul's tan. Gâteau Saint-Honoré. And it's named after Saint-Honoré. Patron saint of bakers and pastry chefs. Prue leaves of his day without the necklaces. It's a round gâteau shape, but this one's going to be rectangular. Two layers. First layer puff pastry, and then followed by shoe buns dipped in sweet caramel, and a silky creme chaboust. They say, do you know what a chaboust is? And they say, repeat. And then a second layer with chantilly cream, 3.5 hours. And it doesn't look like it sounds like with it. And then there's a lot of writing on the things. Alice says, I can kind of picture it. Everybody's trying not to stress. David doesn't know what he's doing. Rosie made this a long time ago, but never made it again. And Steph says, this is a difficult one. We see trees and leaves, table talk, pretty complicated, Paul says. Prue says, yeah, it's not supposed to be easy. Gâteau Saint-Honoré or whatever. Shoe buns have to be the right size. Creams have to have the right texture. Pastry has to be trimmed. And puff pastry is going to be a challenge. But it's one of the most wonderful pâtissiers. Cream and caramel. It's a satiny creme chaboust. It does sound delicious. It's a creme pâtissier with egg whites to lighten it. Crispy puff, nicely set shoe buns, softness from the chaboust and the chantilly cream. Combination's fantastic. It's worth it, Bruce says. Does sound delicious. Okay, so puff pastry, full puff. Full puff is required. So that's the hard part. No, David hasn't done, he's a rough puff guy because it's a lot harder, the full puff. You can't overwork the dough. You got to roll it out thin. Then you got to hammer down some butter and put the butter on the dough and then turn and chill. So it's like a book fold type thing. To get the butter in. Alice's dough, Rosie's dough is sticky. So everybody tries to get it cool and puts it in the fridge. And then it's time to make a shoe. Shoe fly pie. Right? Remember the shoe people? I got to look this up because I don't know. And then David says, remember the shoe people? And he sings the song, the shoe people. It looks like it was an animated series, The Shoe People. Let's see what Wikipedia has to say about it. Animated television series in the UK, 1987. TV AM. and broadcast to 6,200 or 62 countries, 87 and 92. So it was on the air for a while. Cause I said, huh, I wonder, like David seems like he's in his 20s. It was the first series from the West to be shown in the former Soviet Union. 25 million books, created by James Driscoll, who noticed the style and appearance of people's shoes revealed something about their owners, and he wondered what stories the shoes could tell about them. So it sounds like a podcast episode. Then there was The New Adventures of the Shoe People that started on 1992. Behive Yourself, Wellington, major spot of bother, The Purple Plorple. Yeah, this is like, there was American dub on Nickelodeon, on Eureka's Castle, then changes by Nick Jr., 1987, and there's the Shoe People Complete Series DVDs. It was released on VHS, too. Oh, yeah, so, yeah, that's a little bit about the Shoe People. And David knows the song. Shoo, 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 shoo. Steph looks at him. Do, 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 do. So, yeah, everybody's working on their shoe mix, butter, flour, eggs, I think. It's a pastry. It's got a form of V shape, according to Steph. But David's is a little firm, like Excalibur. But he says, yeah, that's what Michael told me. It's got to form a triangle. And Noel says, Michael's not even in here anymore. So everybody's focusing. Rosie's is very thin, though, which is not like a good. Everybody else is piping theirs, trying to get them the right size. And they put them in the oven 10 minutes or so. And Rosie says, I'll see if mine puff up. We see the external thing. Halfway through, Noel says a few times, no one's listening. Anybody listening? Steph, halfway through. Alice, halfway through. Now they got to make this rough puff. They got to fold it again, or like a book turn. So you kind of fold it a couple times. That's where you start to get the lamination. And then I guess you put it back in the fridge or freezer. And that's where that those marble cutting boards are coming in handy. Shoes are puffing up. Shoe-in, Sandy says. Rosie's are not puffing the way she wants them. So it's a puff pastry, I guess. Hers are like bricks, so no. I guess I got to start again. David and everybody starts trying to roll their pastry, 28 centimeters square. And it should be sheets of laminated butter. It's kind of chunky. If the layers are too thin, the butter will burst through. So David's like, I better chill mine again. Rosie's shoe is even thinner this time. So she's like, I don't know what to do. It failed. Throws that out. Shoe bun leftovers. And she's like, now my pastry's butter's bursting through my pastry. I'm going to have to redo everything. And they have 1 hour left. And she goes, I don't know. So then the puff pastries go in the oven. You got to put a tray on top so it doesn't overpuff. Sandy tries to, she helps Rosie. Hey, she's very mad. She goes, I make shoe all the time. Sandy says, okay, slow down. Wasn't too thin. I couldn't buy. Okay, just breathe. It's going to be okay. You got this. You do. Okay, next up is creme chaboust. Chaboust, chaboust, chaboust. It's a creme pat and a creme chaboust. Steph says, if I concentrated in French, I'd know what chaboust means. Je ne sais pas. So creme pat, you got to thick it, but you don't want it to split. And there's creme patissier, you got stiff egg whites, maybe mousse-like, Steph says, I don't know. You got to put gelatin in there, the leaves of gelatin. Leaves of three, let them be. And then Rosie says, I'm going to stick with my original pastry. I don't have time. Steph segues look ropey. We got to fold it in. And then you put it in your shoe. And then Rosie's working on her third round of shoe buns. But this is it. I got a pipe. It's got to work. Those are a little thicker. Everybody's checking their pastry puff. And not sure if it's... Alice's looks pretty good. David's is very puffy. And not a great puff, he says. And then Rosie says, I got to make my crumb pat again because I'm put gelatin in. And I have a half hour left. And everybody's like, okay, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Rosie puts her shoe buns in. Then you got to make caramel. And, you know, got to watch the temperature of the caramel. Don't want it to be burnt. But Alice's is like, I think mine is burnt. Too late now. Maybe I'll try to do the top one lighter. Rosie's like, okay, my shoe buns are puffing. 15 minutes left. Then you got to assemble it. Cut the pastry in half into two rectangles. And Alice is working on her second caramel. Ribbon of creme chaboust in the middle. And then fill each shoe bun. Are they going in or not? It's tough to tell. Then you got to put them together. Steph's like, I don't know which ones are the right size. Noel, what do you think? He goes, okay, these ones. And then you kind of make like a sandwich of puff pastry. What are those things called? Chaboos? Shoe balls, which are puff pastries. And or cream puffs. That's what those are called, I think, in the U.S. Rosie's just trying to hurry to get hers together. Alice is like, I got two-tone with my caramel. Steph looks like she's done. Rosie's trying to get hers together, and time is up. Rosie gets done. And then everybody just automatically brings them up, puts them behind their pictures. They don't need us anymore, Sandy says. Then everybody's sitting, Paul and Brew come out, Ghetto Saint Honoré or whatever honor. And it should be silky smooth chaboust to caramel chantilly cream. And we're going to start with David's. They don't know that, though. It doesn't look too bad. All the same size. Pastry soggy, butter poured out. So, and they say, trying to taste the chaboust. It's split. Good caramel, though, or caramel. Crackly and thin. Nice pastry. Not perfect, but okay. Then Steph lost a bit of butter, but there is some flake. Shoe buns are regular in color. Some are dark, some are light. And this is like a chaboust. It tastes okay, but it's not the right consistency. Then they go on to Alice's overwhipped, feels solid. They taste it. Caramel's overdone. You could taste it. Too strong. Then they go to Rosie's. Looks delicate. It's upside down, but nice crisp pastry. How's the chaboust? Pretty smooth. Good. And puff's good as well. I wouldn't complain about this one, even though it's just upside down, but that's fine. This is going to be interesting. And then this is like the ultimate irony is that they do it. And last place is Alice. She problems with chantilly caramel and the chaboust. Third place is Steph, untidy. Too much caramel, lumpy, but delicious. And then who's first, who's second? Second place is David. No one could believe it. Rosie came in first. She's about to cry. Not bad, but the chaboust is like scrambled eggs and soggy. And that means you, Rosie, well done. Profiteroles are upside down, but otherwise delicious. She's laughing hysterically as the talking heads. Can't believe it. Sorry. She's apologizing to the producer. I just can't believe it. It was my most stressful bake and I won it. And Dave is like, second again, but that'll get me to the final. So, And Alice says, yeah, they're going to be picky. So I'm going to have to pick it up again tomorrow. Steph says, yeah, there's not many people left now. So not many second chances. Then we see the tent and them walking in. And then they talk about Steph was star baker, but she's struggling. Signature was delicious, but texture was wrong. David struggled in the signature. Alice has been steady, but she did have poor technical. Who's going to be no room for error, Paul says. And somebody says, well, maybe not be the person who triumphs, but the person who falls. And they all laugh like Paul's a villain. And then everybody comes out and they say, okay, welcome to Showstopper, semifinal Showstopper. We want you to create a spectacular sugar glass display case, transparent and edible depiction of something you hold precious in your life. Can't be null, though. Sandy could fit in a glass case, any shape you like, but it must have one baked element on the inside. Cakes, biscuits, you have 4.5 hours, get ready, get set, bake. And everybody's trying to stay calm to get into the finals. Surreal, try not to think about it. Everybody's, you know, yeah. This is a celebration of pâtissier, Bruce says. And the glass cabinet should showcase it. Precision, crystal clear, like a pane of glass. And think about what you're going to put in the middle. Should be high class, exquisite pastries. Also, any flavors, banana, raspberry, coffee, but lots of different textures. Jelly, mousses, ganache, sponge cake has to work together. She feels it's married. Tricky challenge, artist, architect, and baker. This is a semifinal. Better be amazing, Bruce says. And Alice is working on, like, thing. Got a glass case to make, so it is timing. But what you're going to put in the case is up to them. Must have at least one baked element. David's making cake dough. Seth's making a Jacquin sponge. Alice making a Genoese sponge. This is quite a challenge. Something else is on Rosie's mind. Brioche. She's like, the concept of time and family. And she goes, you know, I've been busy with this thing. I haven't seen my family that much, except when they're cleaning the kitchen. So I'm doing a thyme maca creme pat, caramel creme, creme pat, chocolate ganache on a clock face. And Paul says, how's your timing going? She goes, well, I'm going to get everything ready and then focus on the box. Well, good luck today, Rosie. David's getting some beetroot and parsnip, but it's going to be a sweet cake, a natural sugar. So from those, Steph's doing 6 layers, 6 thin layers, brioche dough, Alice's Genoese sponge, coral reef, a glass case of how fragile the oceans are. So it's a Save Our Oceans case with a cake, 5 separately set elements, isomalt corals, chocolate shells, chocolate bavois, and a lot of layers. So you got to get your timing right, Paul says. Good luck, Alice. We'll leave you to it. And then everybody's putting their cakes in the oven or their bakes in the oven. Steph's got all hers. Rose's putting her tartlets, spline baking. Genoese sponge, 15 minutes for Alice. Next up, ganache for Rosie. Buttercream for David. Choux pastry for Rosie after yesterday. Alice entremet mousse, I don't know what that is, but got to get to work. And not everybody's doing the same strategy as Alice. David's like, I haven't planned this down to the wire, but, David's pretty competent. So David's doing a glass terrarium, a tower of sponges, beetroot prunes, parsnips, apricots, chocolate soil, hazelnuts, almonds. And then Paul says a cake. I don't want a cake thing. And then Rosie's working on these little discs for her shoe buns to give it a chocolate crack or a sugar crackle. Else is working on her own treme, lemon and raspberry. Oh no, that's Steph's ganache. Opera cake, an ode to my grandpa. Derek Percival George, Night at the Opera. And hers will be a frameless case, chocolate grays, orange macaroons. Have you done it at home? Yeah, but something's going to go wrong. You'll be fine, Steph. Noel's not an opera fan. Everything starts to come out of the oven. Tarte trouble is something. So everybody starts working on it. Sugar glass cabinet, Paul says, should be tough. Genoese sponge. Alice is really going for it. Curd, bavois, Genoese sponge. So Alice is getting her layers ready. Creme boire, buttercream for Steph. Steph's doing an opera cake and macaroons. Barely made macaroons, though, Steph says. Rosie's doing some little things. And David's using this fancy cutter for his cake. A lot of sponge, but it's just a cake, they say. Then Rosie has a propeller cap, Sandy has a propeller cap, a bit of a breeze. Then everybody's trying, everybody's working on assembly, getting things in the oven, getting them out of the oven, putting them together, putting them in the fridge or the freezer. And Sandy says, how you doing, Rosie? Functional shoe, come on. Okay, and then everybody has to do, a lot of people are doing a biscuit frame for their glass. David's is very fancy, since he's doing a terrarium, like Art Deco-y almost. And everybody else is like, holy cow. Noel says, you're halfway through. He's sitting up on a counter. And they use isomalt sugar substitute that doesn't caramelize. It'll stay clear. It's just sugar, inverted sugar. We looked that up one time. I can't remember. You got to do it at 300 degrees. Got to wear gloves, double gloves for Rosie. And, so everybody's working on their isomalt sugars. And Noel says, we should do a spinoff together with animals. So people are working on their frames. That's going to give their structural strength. And then they pour their isomalt into the frame. Steph's just making planes. She's just making a glass box or sugar glass box without frames. And then it's going to glue it together. And David and Alice have some color in their glass. Then they're trying to get all the bubbles out of the glass in different ways. Steph's like, whatever, I don't care. She's like, Alice is like, this is the least of my worries. And Steph says, I don't know if this is my bag making this glass. And then everybody's trying to see if it's transparent, which is kind of hard with sugar. And then Sandy plays a joke on Noel with delicious crisps, which is pretty funny, even though he says, we're double act, right? She says, yeah, surprise. So she gets a kick out of it. Then Baker's got an hour left. Noel says, Sandy. And then everybody's like, am I behind? Holy cow, I got to do macaroons. I don't know if these are too chewy. Stay calm. Mirror glaze, lots of jogging, Paul staring at David, Sandy says, you're going to get it to work. Stay calm. I got to go calm down, Rosie. And then get David's too calm. Then people are starting to build their cake structures or whatever other thing structures and put cream on and decorate them. Isomalt coral, buttercream. David's doing a lot of fancy piping. And he's like, you're quick. And David's like, you got to be quick, dude. Everybody's trying to breathe. And they're like, we still got to do our glass boxes. Then they have a half hour, which is glass box time. where you got to construct it. Because if you break it, well, you know, that's one of the parts of the thing. So everybody starts using sugar to glue it together. And they're like, is this going to work? So, yeah, everybody's trying different techniques. And it's like one person, it's really hard to assemble a box of, I don't know how they do it, to be honest. Steph's looks like really cool. Like almost hers looks like it's made of ice because it doesn't have a frame. But I was wondering, would the judges say it's too simplistic? Okay, then they're making different finer decorations and the mirror glazes. Which 1 minute left, everybody says, holy cow, you got to get your frame on there. And that's a moment of everybody's frame gets on nicely and is holding together. And they're trying to glue the tops on. As David's and Steph's were already finished, so, and the time is up. And everybody's like, holy cow. And a bit of a mess, but it's done. Rosie says, and then it's time for judgment for show-stopping sugar cabinets. Steph's up first, a night at the opera, and kind of looks like something you see at a party. Pretty clear, like old antique glass, good job. And it comes right off, like very neat. Very dark chocolate on the cake. Very pretty. And a lot of layers. And they get in there. And Bruce just like, holy cow, you're a very good baker, Stephanie. You really are. Sponge is a little bit too dense, but you got so many layers. And this is very patissier in style. You got the macaroons. Very neat. This isn't a criticism, but I don't understand the difference between Steph's cake and David's cake. Because David gets criticized, he's up next. His structure is very fancy, very neat. Colored glass, triangles, a bit mottled in places or something. And then his cake is not flat, so they don't like that. But he has got a lot of layers, too. I just don't know if it's like whatever. I don't know anything about cooking. So it is wonderfully light, like a good carrot cake, spicy. And they say, this is very David. I would know it was yours. But this doesn't have any delicacy. It's wayward. We need something more with more finesse and patissier. We wanted you to show off your patissier work. So David says, holy cow. And Rosie's up next. Say, okay, look of it as like old glass. Good concept, but a bit simplistic. This is supposed to be a showpiece, a showstopper, and everything's the same color. It's interesting, the concept, but it's a concept that puts them together and not the dish. It's a bit boring and dry, Paul says, and flowery, no flavor, Prue says. And the little tart's delicious, but it's a little off the mark, small. This is supposed to be a centerpiece. Don't know if it works. That's got to be tough. Then Alice is next. Hers is painted, has blue waves, so you can't see through it, but it's kind of part of the concept. They say, well, geez, if it was clear, and then they take the cake out, it's very oceany. Say, wow, we should have been able to see that. And they start on the cake, lovely flavor, Prue says, fresh raspberries is nice, strong part of it's raspberry comes through, weakness is the mousse, displays good, shows off your theme, and then the talking heads, Alice says, well, I don't know, I hope I turned it around. Rosie goes, yeah, this isn't great, I'm gutted, just a bit gutted. David's like, I didn't do a patissier, and it's patissier week. Am I going to be penalized or how much? And we see some leaves blowing in the wind, top of the tent, side of the tent, table talk, tight showstopper. How do we feel? It's moved around. Alice did good. Steph did great. She bounced back. And not impressed, so with David's sandwich of sponge cakes. Technically a pâtissier. His cabinet was great, though. And elegant. And then Alice, a little cakes, no flavor. Starbaker's not going to be difficult, but who's going to leave is tough. And this is the worst time to go out, obviously. 5 hours. How long are you going to talk for? It could be a while. And then we go back. Everybody's holding hands. Aunt Paul and Prue come out. Noel gets the easy job or the fun job. Star Baker. And who's going straight through the final. And that is, what do they say? Who's Star Baker? They show everybody's faces first, and then they say, Alice, well done. You're in the final. And Sandy gets a tough job. It's difficult when he's not going through the final. And I just want to say well done to everybody. I mean, obviously, it's really hard on Sandy. She seems to always have to do the toughest ones. But I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't know how they decided. Every other week, she says, Rosie, I'm so sorry. And everybody hugs Rosie. It was a lot of tears, a lot of hugs. So sorry, sweetheart. Rosie's gutted. Did so well. But it was that last bake, and Prue says it wasn't a great collection of stuff together, and it didn't pull it off. Paul says Rosie slipped up. That's the saddest part. Bloody good baker. David could have gone, and if Rosie didn't slip up, David might have gone home. So David's like, I got lucky. Kisses Alice. Alice is one to watch, getting stronger and stronger, Paul says. Alice says, this might be a tough week for me between the finals. Three talented bakers. Steph says, oh my God, well done, Steph. Three bakes to go. Artistic bakers, imaginative, they better bring their A game next week's final. Could be one of the best finals we have. David's happy, I'm in the finals. And the episode comes to a close. Another nice one. Good night, everybody. Good. I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. I want to thank Leslie, Cynthia, and Lizzie. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Sabrina, Stephanie, and Alex. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Hannah, Jasmine, and Tyler. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. James, Nicole, and Lucia. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Aubrey, Stephen, and Hannah, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Alex, N, and Lee, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Sonia, Jeremy, and Laura, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Renata, Jeremy, and Alexis, thanks, thanks, and good night. And Alex, Joanne, and Wendy, thanks, thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody who supports the show. Literally, the show comes out because of the people that support the show on Patreon or support our sponsors. Yeah, that's how we're able to come out free twice a week. And you get support the show freely by spreading the word, checking out our sponsors and stuff like that. I appreciate it. Thanks so much and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month and what you can expect to see on... in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. On Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in the, my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts: the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleeping Beauty Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't, like, automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all-intro, all-night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10... then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me. or and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in the, at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.